Salam, I will continue the reading. I will read in the book Golden Keys 7. I will read Learning the Teachings. So the first question is, now that I have started to read the teachings that Maitreya has brought, I am left to ponder, did he write these things down or did the scribe do it for him? Is there a way to meet Maitreya? This is very exciting material. The answer, Maitreya wrote all this down with his own hand. Maitreya is the only prophet throughout his story, that wrote down his own teachings, published them widely, including on the internet, supervised them, and perfected them to the ultimate manifestation. This is truly a great time, in that we are not left to wonder if all was written correctly or if something else was added. You may wish to join us in Paul Talk to listen and learn more of what Maitreya has taught through these last 30 years. For more information on how to join us there, you can read this page. Also, almost any question that you may have has been answered in the teachings on the website. As for personally meeting Maitreya, it is reserved for those who come closer to the mission and learn these teachings. While several have desired a meeting with him, not all of them have desired to learn the teachings and dedicate themselves to the mission. Question 2. I would really like to sit down and go through the webpage thoroughly so that I can fully understand the teachings of this prophet. I read on. I email you for guidance if I need any. We have been answering the answer. We have been answering many questions for more than 30 years, which are all in the website. So we have a wealth of knowledge and help available in the website. Use the search engine provided for any questions you might have. You might be amazed at how many of your questions are already answered. We are here to help all sincere seekers. We would have no problem helping you in any way we can. Number 3. Is there a heaven, paradise? Answer. Heaven and hell are here and now. They are states of consciousness. If you are in your lower nature, you are already in hell. If you are in your higher self, you are in heaven. Question 4. Is there a hell? If yes, does that mean certain evil souls are destroyed and not reincarnated? If no, why did Jesus spend so much time talking about hell? Answer. At that time, and even for many at this time, the concept of a hell as a place is much easier to understand than it being a state of consciousness. That is why most religions up to this point use the easier way to explain it. Christ, Isa, his name never was Jesus, was not an exception. Number 5. Is the bottomless pit a spiritual jail, the actual center of the earth, a black hole, or a fairy tale? Answer. It is the lower nature of man and what it brings to him, attachments, desires, temptation, self-centeredness, etc. Question 6. The souls who followed the religions prior to the opening of the seals and who did not know the old truth, will they reincarnate to get a chance to accept the teaching? Answer. Everyone will have a chance to hear the eternal divine path and our teachings at least once. That is why when you talk about the mission and the eternal divine path and you tell someone about it and you direct them to the website, they are called and they are informed of this revelation. If they do not accept it, we are done with them and it is between them and God. Would they be reincarnated and hear it again? It depends upon their karma, their understanding, and their level of progress. If there is a chance that if they are incarnated next time, they might understand it deeper and join the last revelation of God, they might be reincarnated. But if they are so far off and fallen that there is no hope for them, probably they will not be. after around three incarnations of Maitreya, about 200 years from the beginning of this revelation, those who are incarnated will mostly be the ones who have already heard the message, accepted it, and are a part of it. So God is working in many levels for this mission. As we can see, humanity is lost. They are not really looking for truth, and they are not even following their scriptures. When someone mentions the communities of light, they think we are talking about communism, as nothing to do with our teachings. In the communities of light, there is private ownership of wealth, and that is not communism. Communism does not have any private ownership. Therefore, they are absolutely incorrect in saying that. They are so adamant not to listen to anyone, and they are so lost. What is God going to do with them? If they are not going to listen and join, they are not going to come back even after a few more chances God might give to them. The tribulation is coming. The awakening of the human is coming. They have to realize that their power, their understanding, their wealth, their progress, and their life all come from the source, from God. When He withdraws His grace, through history it has been shown that those powers, those amazing things they could do before, are not possible anymore. They should all become humble and come to God and accept His ways. If they do not, they will not be born for 1,000 years, and in those 1,000 years, this system will establish itself and become the kingdom of heaven on earth, Kohu, and heaven will be on earth. So, to answer your question, God might give them another chance if there is hope for them, but eventually, if they do not understand it, they will be cut off for many billions of years before the next creation, when God decides to go through the same process again. After many, many creations, hopefully everyone will go back to the essence. Question 7a. I have been chatting about Maitreya at a 24-hour forum and have run into some question. Can you help me? It wasn't really a question, but at one point I posted almost the whole satsang from 10.593 by Fifth Seal. The person must have read it all because he pointed out a part at the end of the satsang that I have pasted below. E. Bab said, "Everyone denounce me, but I will not denounce myself." The person said it was made up, that is, Maitreya made it up. This person said that he has numerous experts who read right from the Bab's own handwriting, and his experts say that Bab did not ever seek to denounce him. So my question is, where does the quote come from? Answer: the quote is not from the Bayan or Bab's handwriting. It is a historical fact that at the end, when they were going to kill him, he said that. You can find this fact in the history about Bab. It might not be an exact quote, but it is the truth that he said this or something very close to this. You might even find the exact quote in the book below. Author, William McElwee, titled The Bahá'í Faith, Its History and Teachings, publisher, South Pasadena, California, William Carey Library, 1974. In this book also, it is clearly shown the turbulent history of the Babi Azali Bahá'í faith. Bab knew his followers were going to be persecuted and killed, Revelation 6:11. It is even scriptural that the Bahá'í religion will not be perfect, Revelation 3:2. Bab could not denounce the truth himself, but also did not wish his followers to be killed, as he himself was going to be. He was telling them to just live, keep the teaching going, and denounce him if it was necessary. It stands to reason that if all his followers were killed at that time, the teaching would not have been able to spread to the West and throughout the world. What Bahá'ís have to see and realize, as all the other religions do also, is their place in God's plan, and that Baha'u'llah did change many things in order for the faith to continue and come to the West, and also it was not perfect. Logic stands that something which is not perfect cannot be the final word of God. Question 7b. My second question is related to the same forum, but a different person. Someone has asked me to ask Maitreya this. I tell everyone to go to the website, though. Is the 1,000 years that Baha'u'llah mentions, whoso layeth claim to a revelation direct from God, ere the expiration of a full 1,000 years, is this the same 1,000 years as in the Bible? And he led hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. I would think that it is. Answer. Yes, the same 1,000 years is prophesied in the Revelation as the time when the sundered ones will not incarnate. A temporary coho will be established for the duration of 1,000 years. Again, because Baha'is think the religion represents the latest major manifestation and is perfect, they think the 1,000-year time frame is related to Baha'u'llah. It cannot be because he was not the seventh angel. So the 1,000-year prophecy is related to the time after the seventh angel, when the plan is done, finished. Also, in the case of Baha'is, God, God said the final revelation would come a short time after Bab and Baha'u'llah's revelation. Read the explanation of the fifth seal in Revelation of the Revelation in Tod. Therefore, there cannot be a 1,000-year period after these twin prophets, as their followers believe. After the 1,000 years, those souls who were prevented from being reincarnated will be allowed to reincarnate in the world again and will have another chance to progress to the goal, pure consciousness. However, many of them will fall, and so humanity will also fall with them for a short period of time while this happens. Then Maitreya shall return again, and it will be the time of the final sundering. Those refusing to follow God will be cast to the lake of fire until the next generation creation to come. Revelation 20:15. The kingdom of God will be established on earth as it is in heaven. Question 8. Dear brothers and sisters, I have one question. How many Paraviprās are there today on the planet? How many need to be at this stage before we enter the new earth of the new reality that is coming someday? If there are some Paraviprās in my country, I would like to meet them. Answer. The scriptures tell us there are at least 144,000 elects of God here on earth at this end time. Since we know the seventh seal is opened, the book sealed with the seven seals, Tod, is revealed, and the seventh angel is now with us. We can fully realize the signs of the time as the last days. The mission has a booklet on Paraviprās, which goes into a much deeper level of understanding the sixth seal and knowing the qualities that true Paraviprās elects will have. Read, Thus Speaks Maitreya on Paraviprās. For sure, elects will not be satisfied with the world, life, cultures, religions, politics, etc., as created by man's ideas. They will be longing, searching for something that makes sense to them. When they find the mission of Maitreya and learn the eternal divine path, they will know they have found the truth and will be ready to step forward and use their talents to promote, teach, support, and implement it in any way they can. The suggestion for anyone who is possibly seeing themselves as an elect is to study the scripture, taught, read and search the website, ask questions, become involved, etc. There is also a free CD download with the Letter to Humanity, an introduction to the mission, and an explanation given by Maitreya about the Eternal Divine Path. To request a CD, send an email to freecd@maitreya.org. There is a person in the country you are in, and you can see his information in our contact list on our website. However, he has been inactive, so we are not sure the information is up to date. If you are able to contact him, please let us know. Of course, greater than meeting an elect is to become one. Number 9. Is it possible for a human being to ascend to the level of Master of the Universe? Answer. If one does, he will no longer be in the body. He will be one with the Master. Even avatars have to have some karma defects in order to stay in the body. Only Christ can fully manifest the Master. God, the Father, and I are one, as Christ said. Number 10. Does the devil exist? Answer, no. I will stop reading here. Salam.